This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Trump administration has, as far as we know, 5 multi-billion dollar deals with various and sundry pharmaceutical companies to make a coronavirus vaccine. If any of them come to fruition, Americans would get dibs on 100 million doses of said vaccine. The European Union has made similar deals with some of the same drug companies for 300 million doses. What, though, about the rest of the not quite as rich as we are world? Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Every country taking care of its own first is not all that big a problem, according to Peter Marks, director of the FDA division that reviews vaccines. Marks spoke at a biotech meeting last month.
In a sense, it's an oxygen mask on an airplane analogy that, you know, the oxygen masks are just deployed. You're going to put on your own first and then help others. We want to help others as quickly as possible.
But Tom Boyke at the Council on Foreign Relations think tank argues that analogy doesn't hold up.
The mask will only drop in first class, and it will leave everyone else waiting some time to get access to them.
He worries rich countries may vaccinate their entire populations, even the low-risk people, before sharing. And some countries did hoard supplies this spring, ventilators, masks, and medical parts.
This has actually been the history of all pandemics.
Dr. Rebecca Weintraub teaches global health at Harvard Medical School. She says there's an alternative model to each country going its own way. It's called COVAX, which is organized by the World Health Organization and other international groups. COVAX takes money from governments, funds vaccine companies, and plans to share the doses with all participating countries.
We can pool the investment. We can protect the frontline workforce and those at risk.
China, India, and the U.S. have not yet joined. Experts warn that vaccine nationalism could backfire. Countries left out could block exports of syringes and vials, supplies critical to saving lives. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.